A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The cogs and wheels of a clock spin within a circle and the hands turn. Within the frame of the circle, the words, timeless films. Netflix presents. Timeless Films presents, a Euro-Sino entertainment production in co-production with China Film Company Limited. Robo City in the sunshine. A drone with a parcel marked Robo City Express flies over tall buildings and super highways. Robo cars and robo buses drive down the street. The robo drone flies past. A small, wolf-like dog wearing a red neckerchief sniffs a hot dog cart and grabs some linked sausages. He glances up at the drone and hides from it. The drone searches the sidewalk, then flies on, and the dog comes out.
I'm Roger. That's where I live. Robo City. Best place in the world. Well, if you forget all the traffic and all the people everywhere, and especially all the walking tins. Like Bill, our sheriff. It's just such a lot of fun to jerk him around. Or make him lose his head. Literally. The Great Ferris Wheel. Everybody loves it. I don't. I think it's, creepy. I dodge the bipedals and tin cans as best I can. And most of all, I try to avoid all the pets around. But what I really hate are... cats. When night falls on Robo City and everyone is sleeping, my day begins.
A Robo City stray police van swerves into view. It stops by a wanted for robbery, dead or alive poster, showing Roger wearing a robber's mask.
I'm behind you. You can smell my breath, you flea bag. I'm hot on your heels.
Well, he's not. Because I'm a stray. And I'm breathing down your neck, Billy boy. You may rule the day, but I rule the night.
Title, Pets United in yellow letters. The eyes of a large monkey statue light up red as Roger pads through an open gateway, past Maglev Station, Zoo Park Avenue. He heads towards a tall building where a few of the apartment windows are lit up. He looks up at the building. Roger smiles and pads forward, crossing a wide road, and looks through the glass doors of the entrance. Inside, a robo-concierge notices a large crumb on his desk. He extends his arm into a funnel and vacuums the crumb up. Roger smiles to himself, then the glass doors open. The robo-concierge stares. Outside is a pile of dog poo. The robo-concierge wheels over at speed and vacuums it up. While he's busy, Roger slips inside. The concierge pats his chest proudly. Roger walks out onto a terrace in the moonlight, his ears cocked. Roger's eyes widen, and he stands with his front paws on the balcony wall, looking down at the city.
Wow.
Below, a view of the city extends before him, lights twinkling in the high-rise buildings. Hearing something, Roger looks back over his shoulder at the apartment. He slinks across the terrace to the open doorway and steps inside onto the tiled floor. He peeps around the breakfast bar and does a ninja-style roll across the floor. He spots a cat on a pink cushioned bed. He creeps across to where it's sleeping in a large, hollowed-out round chair. The Siamese cat stretches and settles back down. Roger spots a fridge in the corner of the kitchen. He opens the fridge door and finds a bowl of carrots.
Veggie? Give me a break.
Chicken drumsticks.
Now we're talking.
He drops one into a basket. He grabs another one with his teeth, juggles it with his paws, and catches it again in his teeth. He looks over as the cat stirs but doesn't wake. Chicken drumsticks fall out of the fridge and Roger catches them with his paws. He hops about desperately as, in slow motion, another falls past his black snout, heading towards the black and white tiles. Another drumstick falls from Roger's mouth. As he bends down to pick it up, his eyes widen. The cat.
A stray dog in my home. Go back to where you came from.
Ooh, you've got me shaking in my shoes, kitty cat.
An 8-hour photo shoot, smiling, looking perfect. Oh, and I've missed you so much.
Belle's not in her bed. She sees Belle and Roger. Roger runs out onto the balcony. Belle's owner pets her on her lap.
A dirty, smelly dog in our private home. And my brave Belle scared the horrid stray away. It's you and me forever, Belle. Nothing and nobody will ever come between us.
They notice dirty paw prints on the fridge door left by Roger. Outside, Roger walks the dark city streets. He approaches a supermarket where a green neon sign reads, Robo City Food. A door opens and light spills out. Inside, Roger knocks boxes of cat food off the shelf into a basket. The alarm flashes and Roger turns to go, but Robo Bill is there.
Gotcha!
In your dreams, Tin Slug.
Slug? I'll show you.
Robo Bill rises up to his full height.
Ooh, you scared me to death, Bill.
Bill whizzes after Roger, who still carries the basket. Roger bounds along the supermarket aisles, the packets of food falling from his basket and hitting Bill. Roger knocks a mountain of cat food tins spinning and flying.
There you go!
The tins fall, bopping Bill on the head. A blue sign in the shape of a cat's head falls and sticks to Bill's head, completely covering his face. Roger jumps onto a fruit cart, then leaps off again, and the whole thing topples over. Bill is buried in a pile of fruit and his robo head bounces along the floor to Roger, the eyes open.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
You're a lost cause, Bill.
Roger kicks Bill's head to him. Bill puts it back on, realizes it's the wrong way round and sets it straight, then scans the aisles. Outside, Roger pads along damp, empty streets, carrying the shopping basket in his mouth. He crosses the road. Then a police robo-van comes round the corner and whizzes down the street. It stops, and Bill watches Roger trot down a side alley. Bill twists his head to look to the front and drives off. In the dim light, Roger trots down the alley, full of garbage and a clapped-out robo-taxi. He passes graffiti and piles of trash.
Home sweet home.
He stops in front of a cardboard box and sets down the basket, looking at a little ginger hamster asleep in the box. Roger puts a packet of hamster food next to him, then goes over to a cat curled up on a home sweet home mat. He leaves a box of food beside it and goes to a beaten up old couch where a long-nosed monkey sleeps.
Hey, Beezer! Great to see ya. What's up?
Taking a day off from the zoo again?
A sheet of paper drifts down the alleyway.
I can smell the wind of change.
Well, with an organ like that, I could smell a piece of sausage 1,000 miles from here.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Never mention your sniffer. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I know. It's your soft spot. Huh?
They both turn towards a garbage can, which is rattling and shaking. Roger pads over to investigate, and the lid flies off. Roger peers inside to find a little grey robot with big black eyes.
Good morning! I really need to give you a hug.
Huh?
Roger dodges its embrace.
Hey, what? Where did you come from?
I should have introduced myself. My name is Bob. Ta-da! I'm an emobot, a robot pet, first and last specimen of a new but discarded product line.
Pets aren't welcome here, and robots neither. This is the home of the homeless.
Bob is homeless. He was supposed to be scrapped. Somehow he managed to escape.
Oh.
The stray and scrap police have been after him for days. He was so frightened he hooked up with a bin. Probably felt they had something in common. Poor guy. So yes, he is one of us, Roger.
Bob likes you.
Oh, no.
You're a cat, aren't you?
A cat? I am Roger, the thief of Robo City. Everybody knows me. I am a dog.
Hey, no problem. We're best friends for life. Either way.
What? You better check for loose screws, buddy.
Roger turns away.
Wind of change. Okay. But not a whirlwind.
Oh.
Roger steps into an old elevator, presses a green button, and rises high up the outside of an abandoned building. The little ginger-haired hamster wakes up and blinks, startled as it sees the food. It pulls itself up to look over the side of the box, where the cat has also found its food. The hamster looks up to the roof of the building under a pale dawn sky as Roger gets out of the elevator. Roger looks out at the city view. Roger settles down in a small shelter as a nearby screen lights up with the words, "Welcome to a new day in perfect Robo City." In Belle's apartment, Belle's owner puts on makeup. Belle stretches and strolls over, jumping up onto the dressing table. The owner sprays herself with perfume.
You're just like me. Nothing but the best.
She sprays perfume on Belle, who smiles and preens proudly, then leaps into her owner's arms and points at the floor where a spider's walking by.
Fix it! Come here!
Fix it robot wheels into view. A lit sign on its chest reads "Serve." Belle's owner points at the spider.
Get rid of the... spider. All is well, my dear, all is well. No more spider. Fix it will keep an eye on it. I've got a photo shoot in 30, so I'll drop you off at Pampa Pets. Beauty time for my little tiger.
Outside, a large black and white poodle follows its overweight owner to Pampa Pets.
Mama's going to get you later, Ronaldo. And tonight, there'll be a nice big plate of pasta waiting for you.
Ronaldo blows a kiss.
No. Ciao, bello.
The doors close, showing posters of Ronaldo, Pet of the Year. Inside Pampa Pets, Belle does exercise at a ballet bar. Ronaldo lifts a dumbbell with his front legs. He puts the weights down and flexes his muscles.
Sculpted in heaven.
A red panda.
Hey, Ronaldo, chill out. You've been Pet of the Year 5 times already.
Ronaldo can't help it. Ronaldo has to be first. Ronaldo needs it for his mama, for his ragazza, and for himself.
Belle,
doesn't Ronaldo look simply fantastico?
You're so embarrassing, Ronaldo.
Merely in love.
If you weren't in love with your mama, Ronaldo, you'd date yourself.
I could watch Ronaldo, like, forever. I hear his owner worships the ground he walks on. Literally. Who wouldn't? What do you think, Tiger?
The little gerbil smiles shyly. The red panda slurps a drink.
You're letting yourself go, Slow-mo.
Slow and steady wins the race.
On screens outside.
Good morning, good folk of Robo City. This is your mayor speaking, Frank Stone. It's a beautiful new day in this great city. Robo City. And to ensure that this city becomes even more beautiful, more unique, more perfect, I have planned something very special for you, my fellow citizens. something that you won't forget. Today is a very special day. Today.
Roger watches and has a memory of a hand petting his head and offering him cake with a candle on it. He looks up adoringly, then opens his eyes and is back on the rooftop.
Enjoy it.
The mayor, with a cold smile.
While you can.
The mayor stands at a desk in a huge control center with hundreds of robots working before him. Outside, Roger frowns, blinks and shakes his head. He pads to the edge of the rooftop and looks down. Below, a digger drives down the alleyway with Robo Bill at the wheel. The digger clears everything in its path. The little hamster opens its eyes in alarm and leaps from its box with the massive scoop of the digger behind it. The mangy moggy snarls and arches its back. The digger drives past and the cat is almost flattened against the wall. The hamster clings to Beezer on the battered couch. The digger reaches the end of the alley and crashes into the abandoned building. Roger leaps from his rooftop just as the whole building crashes down in a cloud of dust and rubble. In the alley, Roger's sad eyes open wide as he looks at the smashed up taxi, the garbage and the haze of brick dust. He turns and walks away, his head hanging.
You have to think positive. Every time a door closes, another opens.
You again? Let me guess. You're not just any emo gadget. You also have a philosophy app. Am I right?
Absolutely. And Roger, that's you. And Bob, that's me.
Oh, I'm in awe of your memory banks.
Our friends for life. Bob and Roger. Together. Forever.
Hey, Shakespeare. You go on rhyming. I'm off to find myself a new place to stay. Not for the first time.
Ooh.
Bill aims a gun at them. He fires and a net shoots out, trapping them both. Roger struggles to get free, while Bill takes a selfie.
Superhero!
Bob uses a laser to cut the net.
There we go.
Bill turns and his jaw drops. He takes aim again.
Uh-oh!
The gun won't fire.
I think it's jammed.
Bill looks down the barrel and an arrow flies out with a red plunger on the end that sticks to his face. He tries to pull it off and his whole head comes off.
Ooh.
Let me down. I feel sick up here.
Roger and Bob leave as Bill puts his head back on. He presses a remote and the back of the robo van opens up. A small robot ball drops out and grows legs and a head.
Oh, look at this little guy.
So cute.
More of them.
Maybe not. Yeah. Wait for me.
Roger and Bob run off down the street, but the little robots chase after them. The little robot balls start to catch up as they all run alongside an elevated train line. Roger keeps running and looks back.
I've got you.
Bob's lifted him up.
Hold on.
They dodge and weave around robo vehicles and onto the sidewalk. They cross the road, narrowly missing a robo car, the little robot still following. Roger flies up into the air, bouncing off a couple of vehicles. Bob waits for him, and Roger lands safely on Bob's head. They narrowly miss colliding with a robo bus. The robots pull in their legs and heads, turning back into balls that roll at high speed down the street.
Right! Speed!
A blue double arrow lights up on Bob's chest. His eyebrows furrow as he powers along with Roger clinging on. They stop when they reach Robo Bill directing traffic. Two Afghan hounds sit in the back of a robo car.
What's on the schedule today, Edgar? Sport, I'm afraid, Oscar.
Oh, good gracious.
Bill sticks his arm out. Bob and Roger go past and into the path of the Afghan hound's car, which swerves to avoid them.
Sorry!
The dogs are thrown off their seat.
Astray and Scrap in public? Shocking, isn't it? Whoa!
Bill stares as Bob rolls up a supporting pillar of the elevated train line with Roger on his shoulders, and they fly across the tracks in front of a train.
Hello!
They float past the pods of the Ferris wheel and crash down into the road. They bounce down a dead-end alley. Bob bounces right over the wall at the end while Roger grinds to a halt on his belly. He looks up into the grinning face of Bill, who's wielding handcuffs. A white laser beam cuts a small hole in a concrete wall behind Bill. Bob looks through and winks. Roger winks back and Bill notices. He turns to look at the hole, then puts his head up to it. Roger's leg kicks through the hole and knocks Bill backwards, leaving a dirty paw print on his eye. Back on the street, Roger and Bob peer around a building and watch a robo-nanny leading the two Afghan hounds.
Bob wants a nanny too.
Those are for bootlickers, crawlers,
toadies,
wimps,
sycophants.
You always have to have the last word, right?
Sorry, it's just my synonym app.
That stray again. And the filthy waste on wheels. Scandalous.
They enter Pamper Pets.
Loafers.
Idlers.
Smart Alec.
Smart what? That's not in my dictionary.
Huh? Bill approaches.
Bob has an idea. Bob puts you on a leash.
Ha! In your dreams.
Roger's on the leash.
Don't get used to this. You're not my nanny.
Bob will take you to a safe place. Huh? You'll love it.
Oh no. Over my dead body.
Bob pulls on Roger's leash and drags him into Pamper Pets. Inside, the Afghan hounds do a synchronized dance.
Okay.
A sealed pink sauna shaped in a pig's head opens up and a pig, Sophie, jumps out in a cloud of steam. A chihuahua with a pearl necklace, Chi-Chi, watches as Sophie shakes her large behind.
I wonder when Sophie last went for a wax. Last century? Say something, will you?
The gerbil smiles.
Which reminds me, I need my lips bumping up again. By the way, have you ever thought about getting your nose done? Well, I mean having one made in the first place.
These pets are sicker than I thought.
Yeah.
You know what, Walter?
Mm-mm. And I don't want to know. News is usually not good news.
You're my absolute dream guy.
What did I say?
If you'd one wish, what would it be?
Me? I'm just happy if I get through the day without anything happening to me.
Oh, come on, Walter.
Okay, well, what I'd really like...
Yeah?
...is to be a skateboard champion.
Skateboard champion. Great.
But so far, I've only managed to stay on the board for about 5 seconds before it ditches me. I'm a lost cause.
Nonsense. You've got real staying power. You just need a push.
It's already on the highest setting.
Chill out. Take a risk.
Bad news again.
Sophie speeds up the treadmill. Walter races to stay on, but he's thrown off and flies through the air. He boings off a trampoline and lands on it again.
What did I say? That boy's got zing in his step.
Good folk of Robo City. Our city is on the cusp of a new era. We're approaching a perfect world. A world devoid of hatred, pain, fear. A world without error. A world without failure. A world with no place for failures. Like you.
Is that really? No. It's not possible.
For you are all imperfect. Vain and spoiled. With pumped up emotions, your existence is worthless. So unlike my own pure and perfect creations, such flawless structures, such elegant design, and yet I accommodate such pitiful creatures as you. I've had enough. But I'm generous. I'm granting you a whole hour to pack your bags and leave town. The town designed for my creations and my creations alone.
And so to show you that I mean business, I've prepared a little something.
The mayor's black-gloved hands operate high-tech controls in his command center while his bots work on the floor in front of him. An evil glint gleams in his eye as the Ferris wheel appears on screens in front of him. The mayor throws open his arms and laughs. Out in the city, the pods on the Ferris wheel start to tremble and shake. They spin round and drop off, smashing to the ground below. Passers-by stare in horror. The spokes of the wheel grow giant claw-like structures and detach themselves from the main wheel, which crashes down. The central spherical body lowers its claws to the ground and moves forward like a monstrous giant spider. People flee in panic as the robo-spider opens one giant eye. It swivels around, watching the people below. A little boy runs away and one of the giant claws just misses him as it stomps down on the ground, marching onwards. Inside, Pampa pets.
And then I'm getting my nose pierced, eyelash extensions, buttock enhancements.
Oh, really? That's exciting.
Which reminds me, the thief of Robo City came to my apartment last night.
And?
He's on his way to Dog Heaven.
Oh, is he?
The pets stare out of the window as the robo-spider goes past.
Mamma mia!
Robo-cars and taxis hurtle past as people flee. Ronaldo's mama stands in the street and looks up at her dog trapped behind the glass. She holds up both arms. Ronaldo's mama is pushed back by the robot ranks clearing the streets. The mayor watches on screens inside his command center. Traffic blocks the roads. In her robot-driven taxi, Belle's owner frowns.
Something's missing. Belle! We have to go back!
Traffic jam. No U-turn possible.
Oh no! My baby!
Belle and the other animals press their paws up against the glass and stare helplessly at the gridlocked traffic trying to flee Robo City. Tumbleweed blows across the street. Traffic lights flash red and green. Inside Pampa Pets, the animals sit with their heads drooping. The screen flickers with an image of the mayor in front of his Ferris wheel logo.
Strange things are happening, and I strongly feel that they are somehow connected with me. With my past, a past I can hardly remember.
I have to find out what's going on.
Bob will be at your side wherever you go.
A young woman runs into Pampa Pets.
Tiger! Shishi!
And my reflexology massage. And the Lomi Lomi treatment. And the hot stones.
The owner carries her pets out and the others wave sadly. Slow-mo finishes his drink. Walter.
Typical. Of course, I'm among the forgotten.
My mistress will be here any minute. She can't live without me.
No, she won't. I know what I'm talking about. My old man forgets me everywhere. Ha! The other day he left me behind in a restaurant. I can count myself lucky I didn't end up as a schnitzel.
Oh, no. Who's going to clip Ronaldo's claws? Who'll make him chocolate mousse? Iron his pajamas? Make his basket? Who will sing him to sleep? Wake him with a kiss?
Oh, put a cork in it, Elvis.
Is she talking to Ronaldo?
We'll go to my mistress. She'll be out of her mind with worry.
You know your way home?
Of course. Well, sort of. Actually, not really. Not at all.
Hey, I know the way.
Hmm? Yeah, sure. Especially in the dark when respectable animals are getting their beauty sleep.
The robo spider stops outside and looks in on the animals. Belle leaps into Roger's arms.
A greased up poodle, a wacky robot, and a cat around my neck. Could it get any worse?
Roger, Bob, Sophie, Bell, Walter and Ronaldo stand outside Pampa Pets. They all look around as RoboSpider approaches down the street, its giant claws making holes in the sidewalk. The pets step back towards the entrance, but Ronaldo stands his ground.
It's-a-me, Raheem.
The one-eyed spider stops and looks down at him. Ronaldo gulps as the robo-spider walks nearer and looms over him. Ronaldo looks around fearfully. They all turn to look as Slow-Mo, the red panda, stands alone, bravely facing up to the monstrous spider. The spider's eyes narrow, and Slow-Mo beckons it with a finger. The massive robo-spider moves closer, but Slow-Mo stands his ground. One of the giant claws reaches out and slams down towards him on the ground. Darkness. Sophie stares. Ronaldo clutches his head and faints. The claw lifts away, revealing a hole in the ground. The robo-spider moves off. A poster for the Ferris wheel, showing happy, smiling families, drifts past in the breeze. The animals inch towards the hole in the ground, where Slow-Mo was squashed.
Slow-Mo sacrificed himself for us.
Slow-Mo's courage will always inspire Ronaldo's strength.
He saved our lives. So we should leave while we can, and not set up camp in the open street. Belle lives over on the other side of the zoo. So this is our shortcut.
And the wild animals?
Are sound asleep in their cages.
They look around.
That's bad news.
At least you're safe from the dog catcher here.
We're pets. We have no problem with the police.
Do you think so? Without your owners, you're nothing but strays and beggars.
He's right, you know.
Hey, Beezer! Good to see a familiar face.
What's that guy got between his eyes?
Beezer peers at Walter.
You got a problem, pug? Hell of a crew you've got there, man. Not my kind of clan mind. Catch you later.
Beezer walks off.
Ach, Beezer wouldn't hurt a fly. Only, you shouldn't mention his... nose. He's funny on that.
The eyes on the giant monkey statue light up as it watches the pets make their way into the zoo. The mayor spots them on his screens and his eyes narrow. He zooms in on Bob.
The emo bot. Boris!
A big blue robot lumbers forward.
Didn't I order every specimen of this good-for-nothing series to be scrapped?
Boris's red eyes light up. Outside, the pets make their way through the zoo, glancing around anxiously. They come to a halt when a hyena sitting on a rock starts laughing at them. They look up at it. He jumps down and walks over to Bob.
What a cute little barrel you are.
I am not a cute little barrel. My name is Bob.
Whatever. As long as you're tasty.
His long tongue dangles and he sniffs around Walter and Belle, showing his sharp teeth.
Oh, never heard of manners, have you?
That's all that's left of the last pussycat I met. Hyena poo.
Roger snarls at the hyena.
What do you want, slap dog?
Oops-a-daisy.
I would like to offer you a hearty welcome, sir.
Bob hits him on the nose.
Holy moly.
The group walks on and a stream of green gas drifts by them.
Whoa, it's a bit whiffy around here.
Don't tell me you've been programmed to fart, too.
A green Komodo dragon blocks their way.
Such fine tidbits coming my way.
Eh, you better not pick a fight with us.
My mama weighs 120 kilo.
And where is your mama, Flufftail?
Nobody calls me Flufftail without the consequences. Ronaldo stood up to a ferocious monster. Ronaldo even got over the death of his comrade in the...
Oh, dear. Not big on dental hygiene, are we?
The Komodo smells his own green breath.
I'd suggest a strict salad diet with a bit of peppermint on the side.
Salad diet and?
Peppermint.
Salad diet and?
Peppermint. Not the sharpest tool in the box, the worm, is he? Well, let's see. Try it again, smart guy. It's salad diet and... Peppermint. Now crawl into your basket and practice it. And hop to it.
Salad diet and... Hop to it.
Not that I miss him, but we really should look for Ronaldo. You and Roger take the left, I'll go right. We'll meet at the exit.
Ronaldo scared a gigantic lizard. Ronaldo fears neither death nor the devil. Ronaldo's muscles defy danger everywhere.
Belle and Ronaldo stop and stare at the mouth of a cave. A tiger steps out of the darkness.
You are filled with fear, and so you should be. For I am Afgar, the terror of the jungle.
Asgar, you old puss.
Asgar stares at Beza.
Look at that.
Better not say it out loud, brother.
No!
He said it, didn't he? He really said it.
Loud and clear.
Beza marches up to Asgar and grabs him by the neck.
You did see it.
Belle and Ronaldo turn away, then watch.
Time to go?
Absolutely.
They set off through the parkland of the zoo. The Komodo.
Salad diet and... Salad diet and...
Asgar, the Komodo and the hyena meet up.
Let's celebrate our glorious victory.
Huh? Ah.
They dance and body pop.
We are clever. We are smart.
We have no mercy and no heart.
We're hip and we're cool.
We are the beast and we are cruel.
Who doesn't fear us is a fool.
We're the beast, you better plead.
For mercy, kissing our feet.
We always win, there's no defeat.
Whoever fights us is dead meat.
They slump. An elderly bush baby looks down at the pets from a tree branch.
Well, well. Roger, the thief of Robo City. What an honor to finally meet you.
You must be Brian Longfinger. Beezer mentioned you once.
Yes, my fingers are everywhere, as are my eyes and ears. You're in grave danger. He's on your trail.
Who? Sheriff Bill?
No, not the old Bill. Something far greater is threatening the city. It all began many years ago. To build the city, the wetlands were drained. Forests were cleared, and rivers dammed. And thus, the city grew and grew, consuming all in its wake. The wild animals were driven from their habitats. Some were granted a cage at the zoo, as I was. But most were simply cast out for the sake of the city, a place where people and their pets could be free from cares. Robots were designed to do all the work. Slowly but surely, the inhabitants grew more and more selfish and spoilt. And as the city flourished and grew, so too did the rubbish dump, feeding on the inhabitants' garbage until it spilled out across the land like the tentacles of a giant squid. Frank Stone, too, began to change. The genius behind Robo City grew ever more obsessive.
The once friendly man secluded himself, turned his back on everyone, even on those he loved. The handsome idol of Robo City grew pale and bony. Something terrible happened to him. And now the city is being run by a monster. What happened? We all want to know and understand. Especially you, Roger. More than anyone else, you want to know and understand. So now you are their leader. You will be their guide. Through gloomy times, to rekindle the light.
Brian vanishes and leaves flutter down.
And I always thought only pets were cuckoo.
A no trespassing sign under the pink sunset sky near the massive, dark RoboWorld factory. Inside on a production line, new robots come out of a machine and along a conveyor belt. Other worker robots sit at the belt and prepare the robot parts before they go into the machine. The mayor and Boris survey the line of never-ending mechanical metal creations with satisfaction.
It is done. The perfect world is just one step away.
In the city, the pets and Bob look up at Belle's apartment block.
We're safe now.
No windows are lit up. The friends make their way towards the grand entrance. A red robot glides up behind them and captures them in its viewfinder. Behind the desk, the robo-concierge is vacuuming under his Concierge of the Month poster. He doesn't notice as the animals walk past. Inside the apartment, Fixit is dusting a framed photo of Belle's owner. It whizzes to a cupboard to put the duster away. It goes to open the door and Belle trots in daintily, followed by Walter, Ronaldo, Bob, Sophie and Roger. Standing on the arm of the couch, Belle sees photographs of her and her owner fallen to the floor with the glass broken and hurries over to them. She looks down sadly at them. Roger stands behind her and watches her with concern. Belle walks up to the sliding glass doors and looks out. Her eyebrows furrow, and she looks back at her friends gathered on the white couch, then pads over to her own soft, satin pink bed. Belle jumps up and lies down. Roger walks over and sits close. She looks up at him.
She'll probably be out looking for me, right now.
Exactly.
She'll be terribly worried about me.
Sure.
She wipes away a tear.
Oh, that'll be the day when I need pity from a stray dog. She let me down. She upped and left without me. And that's that.
Tutto solo. All alone, the hero rises.
Buffoon.
No one's ever said that to me before. What a feisty lady.
And you. You could never understand. You're a layabout, a stray, a thief. You've never lost anything because you've never had anything to lose.
True, I'm a stray. I've no home, no owner, no one to care for me around the clock. And I'm a thief too. I'm not proud of it. I stole to survive. There are many like me out there, with no place to go to when it gets dark, no hope, no one to look after them. But I was not born astray. Once I had a home, a warm bed, the best dishes, and above all, someone who loved me more than anything. We were inseparable. When he was at work, I anxiously waited for him. We spent all our spare time together. We wander the streets for hours, or we just play and play. And then, well, one day it happened.
I picked up an exciting scent. I was pulling at my leash, and suddenly I was loose. Wherever I looked, there were just strange feet and legs, people everywhere. But I was completely alone.
His leash lies on the ground.
I looked for my owner all night long. But he was gone.
He walks alone.
And over the years, I started forgetting where I came from. Instead, I learned where I belong. On the street. And that's where I learned to look after myself. It wasn't easy, but I managed.
The others listen sympathetically. Belle looks sad.
So he was a pig like us?
Think twice, stupid. We're strays now, like him.
Oh. But we got a roof over our head.
We've got each other.
And we've got... Fix It! Fix It? Ice cream for everyone. Only the best.
Fix It whizzes off, then stops. In his control room, the mayor focuses in on Fix It on his computer screens. He presses buttons and controls, reprogramming the robot. Fix-It draws himself up, shudders and shakes. The service message on his digital screen reads Reset, then shows a series of linked robot shapes. Bob wheels over.
Oh! Huh? Oh, no! Oh, battle mode? That's bad news.
Hang on, I'm supposed to say that.
Fix-It starts hurling perfume bottles from the dressing table at the animals. One hits Ronaldo, and more hits Sophie, but she bats them away with her head. Walter dives under a table, and Fix-It goes to the cupboard to get more ammunition. Roger watches in alarm. A handful of sharp knives soar through the air and stab into the floor, narrowly missing him and Belle. Fix-It wheels towards them, wielding a broom. Sophie's eyes widen. Walter throws her an umbrella, which she holds between her teeth and uses to battle Fix-It, blocking his broom blows with the closed umbrella. Their weapons cross and lock, both tremble with the effort. Fix-It seems to be winning, but Walter bites his arm. Sophie jabs Fix-It with her umbrella, and he falls over backwards.
How was that?
Sophie winks.
Hey guys, we better leave now.
Belle jumps on top of Fix-It.
And you go and fix yourself.
They all step outside.
That was fun.
A red robot with claw hands waits for them.
Huh? The fun's not over yet.
It advances and Roger kicks it away with his back legs.
Have a nice day.
It flies through the air and hits the monkey statue, knocking the head off. The concierge prepares to vacuum the pets up.
Hey, Vac, you might need a little more pull for all of me.
The concierge increases the suction.
Oops.
The animals run, but little Walter struggles against the force of the vacuum. Sophie goes back and stands between the concierge and Walter to block the airflow, which has no effect on her at all.
A bristle massage. Want to be my personal trainer?
Sophie trots away. The friends run along the road through a thin mist, Sophie and Walter bringing up the rear. They turn into the entrance of a train station. Roger dashes up the escalator, then Belle and Ronaldo.
Come on! Hurry up!
A train arrives at the platform and the door glides open. Belle, Ronaldo, Roger and Bob get on board, and the train speeds off.
Walter?
Huh?
They press their faces to the window. Sophie and Walter emerge at the top of the escalator just as the train disappears. Sophie spots a skateboard.
Oh no, no way.
The train speeds through the city on its elevated tracks as the sun rises. The four pets look out of the window. Below, the roads are full of abandoned vehicles. Walter and Sophie zip along on the skateboard, weaving around the cars. Standing on the back, Sophie propels them along with her hind legs. They look back and see the concierge chasing them with his vacuuming arm extended.
You want a race?
Fine with me.
Walter pedals with his front paws. They hit a bump in the road and go flying into the air. They land again, still on the skateboard.
Let's go surfing, sweetie.
Walter jumps the board onto a railing. They fly through the air, spin round acrobatically and bump off cars. Then Robo Bill blocks their way.
Time for the flying pug.
Sophie jumps off the skateboard. She lands on the front end and flips Walter into the air. In slow motion, Sophie skates past Bill while he watches Walter fly over him. Walter lands back on the skateboard with Sophie. Bill looks around as a concierge crashes into him and takes off his head.
You have the right to remain silent.
The train continues on its journey, Bob and the animals staring sadly out of the window. The mayor watches on his giant screens. He presses a button and the pointer on a dial swings round. The train speeds up and the pets are thrown up towards the ceiling of the carriage, then catapulted around. Belle swings around a handrail, then they all land back on the seat.
Hello.
The train goes faster and the animal's eyes widen in alarm. The mayor watches on his screen with a mean smirk. The train goes around a sharp bend and tips dangerously to one side. In slow motion, it leaves the tracks completely, twisting and contorting through the air. Inside, Roger pulls his friends around him.
Stick together, guys.
Yes!
Roger shuts his eyes tight. The train crashes down in a cloud of smoke on top of a multi-level parking garage. The front carriages separate and smash through the side wall, tumbling down to the ground. The pet's carriage teeters on the edge, and they watch as it slowly tips. It keeps tipping.
Nobody move! Nobody move!
They grab hold of posts as the carriage levels out. Ronaldo notices his golden tag sitting at the far end.
My dog tag!
He lets go and takes a step forward to get it. The carriage tips dangerously. Roger leaps and grabs Ronaldo's foot. He throws him back and the carriage levels out again.
A gift from Mama.
Strays don't need ID. Welcome to the free world.
Next station, shopping mall.
Walter and Sophie power along on the skateboard, weaving around abandoned vehicles. Walter pedals with his front paws.
Shouldn't we slow down a bit?
Speed is my middle name.
They skate over some suitcases and take off. Sophie's ears cover her eyes as they fly through the open window of a bus and out the other side. They lose the skateboard, bounce off the top of another vehicle, and land back on the board. On the rooftop, Bill skids out of a door with his net gun at the ready. He jumps on board the precariously balanced train carriage and looks around for the pets, but they've gone. The carriage teeters. Bill drops his gun and it falls away. He grabs a handrail but loses his grip and slides, clutching his head as the carriage falls to the ground. His head rolls out of the carriage onto the ground. Walter and Sophie skate along the road towards the crash train. They skate straight into a carriage lying at an angle on another carriage and come out the other end, flying through the air against the blue sky. They smash through the glass of the Robo City now, watched by their friends.
Ooh.
Oh! Grande teatro!
Forward. Right. Bingo. And action!
Bill puts on his head and runs at the pets, but the falling skateboard hits him and knocks him down.
Keep your head up, Bill.
The pets try to get into the shopping mall, but its doors refuse to open.
Ugh, gross. What a smell.
The Komodo dragon steps up behind them. Then the hyena. Then Asgard the tiger.
Y- You didn't take it personally, right?
No, no. Not personally. But I took it to heart.
Oh, Bob has an idea. Here we go.
Oh, hey. Come on.
Off to you. Bye.
Asghar hits the closing doors.
Sorry.
Upon my soul, that embarrassing.
Bob flicks switches and lights come on all around the shopping mall. The pets gaze in wonder, marvelling at the colour and splendour. The giant pineapple on top of the Tropicana bar lights up. Walter sits on a bar stool, sipping a drink through a straw.
Finally. Ready for a hip swing?
Oh, yeah!
Sophie hits the jukebox with her trotters and dances on the bar. Ronaldo joins Walter.
What the woman?
Hey, lover boy. That woman is already taken.
Walter leaps up to join Sophie on the bar and they spin around. The others sit on the floor and watch. Roger, Ronaldo and Belle wag their tails. Sophie and Walter's hips swing. Belle walks up to Ronaldo and they start to dance. Roger and Bob spin around and dance together. Standing on their back legs, Roger and Belle bump into each other. Roger takes her paw and twirls her. Bob spins across to Ronaldo and they dance. The six of them strut their stuff. Later, they ride an escalator up to another floor. Their eyes widen at all the colourful sweets and goodies on display. Then they start helping themselves to them. Bob wheels forward, the heart on his chest lit up.
Yes!
Ronaldo plays a virtual reality game. Walter walks up to a sweet dispenser and taps a button. Nothing happens, so he tries again, and a shower of brightly coloured sweets rains down over him and Ronaldo, knocking Ronaldo over. Bob finds shelves of toy robots.
Oh! Dinos! Bob loves dinos!
Bob. Uh-uh.
Bob presses a button and a dino robot animates, stepping forward on the shelf.
Bob is very happy to meet you.
Hello. The Emobot, a disgrace to perfection. Scrap you are, and to scrap you shall return.
The dino jumps down. All the other dino robots come to life and jump down. They march towards Bob and his friends. Roger's holding a golf club in his mouth and knocks a dino away with it. It lands on the side of a pink shelf and jumps back down. As it lands, Ronaldo kicks it aside and it flies into the other robots, knocking several over. But the robots get back on their feet and advance. Belle skillfully throws a rope towards them, lassoing a whole bunch of them.
Take that, you stinking rust buckets!
Roger and Belle smile at each other, but more dinos trot forward with their pointed teeth and big mouths. The pets retreat. Roger gently rolls a ball towards the dino at the front of the pack. The robot bounces it off its head and balances it on its back. It flicks the ball into the air and bounces it with its front claw. The other dino is watching. Walter kicks dinos away. Sophie throws a toy gun in the air and Walter catches it. He uses it to shoot small balls at the dinos, knocking them down. He blows down the barrel and high-fives Sophie. The pets travel down the escalator with Roger at the front, smiling confidently. At the bottom, they step off and walk away, but turn and find dozens of robots emerging from the upper floor and coming down the escalator towards them. More appear on the lower floor, all brandishing household goods and surrounding them. Sophie gives a robot a mighty kick with both back legs. It flies up through the glass roof and into the moonlit sky. Out into space, and starts coming back down again. Sophie kicks out at more robots, but they close in on her. The Komodo dragon, Asgard, and the hyena approach menacingly. The robots turn and race towards the three zoo animals.
Time to go.
Absolutely. Come on.
The pets make for the doors, which Bob opens for them, and hurry outside. Asgard sees them go and charges towards the still open doors.
Come and get me!
Asgard leaps as the doors close and slides down the glass. Bob waves and goes. The Komodo dragon and hyena join Asgard.
I can smell their cold sweat.
They try to back away as the robots head straight for them, beating them with umbrellas and brooms. Outside, Bob joins the pets in the empty street. Belle smiles at Roger.
We were a pretty neat team back there.
She places her paw on his and he smiles.
Hey, Bob. Everything okay?
It was all my fault. If I hadn't flipped the switch.
Hey, cheer up.
No, I have endangered my friends. But I will make amends.
What are you talking about, Bob? You should check your Think Positive chip.
It's more than that. As long as I'm with you, you're all in danger. He's not after you, he's after me. He wants to scrap me.
A police van turns into the street.
I have to turn myself in to save my friends' lives.
I have no clue what's going on, but Ronaldo can taste the smell of bravery.
Bob's digital display shows a cloud with lightning and rain. The stray robo-police van draws up and the animals quickly hide.
Okay.
Bob remains on the sidewalk. The doors open and Bob steps in.
Bob, no! Wait, Bob!
The van drives away with Bob's face looking out sadly from behind bars. Roger runs after him, but the distance between him and the van gets ever bigger. Roger slows down and stops, head hanging, a forlorn little figure in the middle of the moonlit street. Ronaldo stands with Belle.
I heard that there's a huge mouth outside of the city that grinds every bottle that comes its way to pulp. End of the mouth never stops chewing. It chomps and chomps a day and a night. And the cries of those poor souls. And the sounds of those cracked limbs.
Pipe down, Ronaldo.
Ouch! What's the matter with you?
Roger.
Hey, I have to go and look for Bob. And I'm going to find him. He's not alone. We are friends for life.
I'm coming with you, Roger.
No, we're all going. We're Pets United.
Together we'll attract too much attention. Besides, I strongly feel that Bob's and my fate are somehow connected. I have to find out myself. And if I'm not back by midday tomorrow, you have to try and leave town before the stray police find you.
Leave town? How are we supposed to do that?
Beezer once told me that there's a wall with a door. And behind the door is a happier world. I don't know, maybe it's wrong. But this world has been in my dreams ever since. You will find out. You're strong. You'll make it.
Roger!
Belle turns sadly back to the others.
Your friends are lost?
Brian.
I'll yank those whiskers right out of your chin if you say that again, you little dumpling.
Threats won't get you anywhere, dear lady.
Do you know where they've taken Bob?
To Robo World. Entering that part of town is strictly prohibited. The road leading to Robo World is heavily guarded by robots. But there is another path. If you succeed in opening the gate that leads to it.
Piece of cake.
Sophie opens a sewer manhole cover.
Yeah. What a stench!
It's the stench of hell. The path to Robo World is the path through the underworld. It's dangerous to take it.
I will. And if I stink for the rest of my life, so what?
Belle puts her paws over her nose and leaps into the sewer.
Mamma mia.
The zoo animals are out.
We taught them a lesson they'll never forget.
Ah, you want to celebrate our glorious victory?
Absolutely. Cause we are strong.
And we're cool.
We are the beast.
And we are cruel.
Ugh. Who does not fear us? Huh?
The robot Sophie kicked into space plummets down.
Is a fool?
The dark, foreboding RoboWorld factory at night. Inside, an orb of orange light glows on a podium. The mayor unzips his black coat and lets it fall. Standing in front of a mirror, he holds out his metallic arm and clenches a shiny metallic fist. The mayor's body is completely cyborg.
Am I not flawless and pure, Father?
The cyborg mayor looks round at Roger's owner, who shakes his head despairingly.
You're a monster.
The cyborg mayor looks back at the mirror and reaches up to peel off his face. A latex-style mask drops to the floor. The cyborg now also has a robot head and red eyes.
So you've finally come to kill me.
How could I? You are my creator. You made me in your image. You taught me everything until I grew smarter than you and stronger. For you are merely human, but I am still your son.
No, what a fool I am. I wanted to build a perfect city by destroying nature. I wanted to create a perfect organism, and you are the result. No, you're no son of mine. You're the spawn of the devil.
He looks down. A door opens, and the cyborg skips and dances away down a polished industrial corridor. He walks through another door and composes himself, walking erect with his hands behind his back. He looks down at the production line below. Robot after robot comes out of the machine and onto the conveyor belt. A thin smile spreads across the cyborg's metal face. Outside in the misty light, beyond the city, Roger makes his way along a path on a hill towards RoboWorld. He reaches the No Trespassers sign and sniffs the air. Two robots stand guard at the high fence. Roger looks at the towers of garbage and trots on, pausing to sniff at a manhole cover. He carries on his way. Inside RoboWorld, Robo Bill pushes Bob between rows and rows of robots towards the cyborg, standing on a high platform at his control panel.
Mission completed, Master.
Well, well, well. Who have we got here? The robot with human feelings. Boris? How did this horrible thing escape the Crusher? You were supposed to get rid of all the copies of this good-for-nothing series. You didn't feel sorry for him, did you? What a stupid idea. A robot with emotions. How ridiculous. Emotions disrupt the perfect course of things. They are impure and full of errors.
Bob punches out at the cyborg but misses, then hits Bill and knocks his head off. The cyborg grabs Bob's wrist, and Bill turns his head back round the right way.
Hey, what's up with your head? You're no sheriff. You're junk.
Yes, but...
Get out of my sight.
Oh, that's not fair.
No.
And now to you. You came here to kill your master. You're a brave but useless little guy. And now all that's left for you is the jaw.
No.
Belle, Walter, Sophie and Ronaldo make their way along a dark, dank tunnel. Belle looks up at the cyborg's Ferris wheel symbol on the wall, covered with a painted red cross. She blinks, and the four of them carry on. They walk out onto a messy, abandoned subway station platform, with dingy tiled walls, grubby seats and piles of rusty broken robots in the corners. The pets look around with worried frowns, and suddenly several robots come to life. With arms outstretched like zombies, the old, dirty robots advance towards the pets and surround them.
Comrades!
Robo Bill approaches.
Sheriff Bill?
They are not our enemy!
Bill takes off his head.
I was the head of the stray police and charged with keeping scrap off the streets. But now, I'm just like you. A discarded robot. And I'm proud of it.
He puts his head back on.
So you and these strays are now under my protection.
In RoboWorld, piles of crushed metal travel along a conveyor belt towards the glowing orange jaws of the Crusher, which chomp down savagely. The cyborgs with Boris and Bob.
Come on, hurry up about it.
Boris holds Bob over the conveyor belt.
Oh, I get it. You really have got a soft spot for the little guy, loser. I'll show you.
The cyborg takes him.
But first, we say goodbye to our friend. Sweet dreams and bon voyage.
He drops Bob onto the conveyor belt. Bob tries in vain to get up. Bob's carried along the conveyor belt towards the glowing jaws of the Crusher. Outside, a manhole cover spins through the air and lands.
Piece of cake!
Roger prowls amongst the garbage towers, looking around as large robo-cranes with metal claws gather and crush the junk. Roger pads cautiously forwards, then darts out of the way as a giant claw lands right beside him. Another crashes down. Roger scoots around, dodging the grabbers. He reaches the Crusher's exit as a cube of crushed metal comes out.
Bob!
A mechanical claw closes around the cube and Roger runs off. He races around the yard of garbage towers, stopping to look up at the mighty jaws of the Crusher. Roger spots the conveyor belt with Bob lying on his back. Roger bounds up to the belt, jumps onto it, and runs up to Bob.
Roger!
Roger tries to lift Bob up, but can't. He pushes against Bob's round body with his head, then stops and looks up at the Crusher's jaw.
Oh, no!
You have to jump off, my friend!
Never!
You can't save me! I'm too heavy! And I'm not made of flesh and blood. I'm metal. I can't escape the magnet.
I'm not going to abandon you. You're everything I've got. We are friends for life. Remember?
It's been a long and wonderful day. I'm grateful for that.
Roger rests his paw and head tenderly on Bob's body as the belt carries them up towards the fiery jaws of the Crusher. Down on the ground, Belle, Sophie, Ronaldo and Walter walk around the corner and see Roger and Bob on the belt. Belle runs forward and balances along the metal framework that supports the conveyor belt, climbing up towards them.
What a prima ballerina.
Roger and Bob approach the gnashing jaws. Belle continues to climb upwards. Sophie and Walter jump onto the belt and try to stop it moving with their bodies. It stops just as Roger and Bob reach the mouth of the Crusher.
Whew, that was a close one.
It starts moving again and the jaws clamp shut. Sophie and Walter push against it even harder. Belle bounds onto the belt beside Roger and takes his paw.
Hold tight.
Belle wraps her back legs around a metal post. Roger grabs her front paws, his body over Bob's. In his control room, the cyborg watches it all on his screens. He jabs at a control panel, and Walter and Sophie get thrown up into the air. Roger and Belle cling to each other, and Ronaldo springs into action. He runs up the conveyor belt and stands in the mouth of the jaws on his hind legs, pushing the sharp teeth upwards with all his strength, his muscles popping and rippling.
You can do it, Ronaldo!
Ronaldo's muscles begin to weaken. His face appears on screens in the control room, and the cyborg folds his arms, watching. Boris lumbers forward and presses a button, and the crusher stops.
Yeah.
Ronaldo pushes the jaws up.
It's Ronaldo!
Back on the ground.
Thank you, Belle. Walter, Ronaldo.
They all hug him.
Sophie!
Bob looks tenderly at Roger. A heart lights up on his display.
My friend.
Bob.
The others watch as they embrace. An army of robots speeds towards them.
Come on! I dare ya!
The robots come to a halt.
Oh.
Bill!
You obey your master, but tomorrow you'll be discarded like we were. Prized robots and scrap. We are all alike. The same energy flows through our veins. We are brothers and sisters. And our enemy is not down here, but up there!
Bill points, and the worker robots all turn to the massive robo-world, where the cyborg stands on a balcony watching. He strikes the railing with his hand.
What a useless waste of time.
He presses a remote control. One of the piles of junk tumbles down, and the giant robo-spider emerges. The cyborg's eyes glow red. The robo-spider lurches forwards and towers over the pets and robots. It lowers one of its claws down towards Belle.
Cats aren't afraid of spiders.
Cats aren't afraid of spiders! Who's the scaredy cat now?
Belle leaps up, batting her paws. The spider looks down at her with its one central eye. Belle runs and springs up onto the conveyor belt. The spider eye blinks, and it holds its grabber claw over Belle. The others watch as it drops the claw down, but Belle leaps.
Belle!
Belle jumps down from the belt as a spider's leg is moved towards the crusher.
Hi, guys.
The spider tries to pull its leg back, but it's clamped magnetically to the conveyor belt. It snaps its claw at Belle in vain as it's dragged up towards the fiery mouth of the crusher, and its leg goes into the furnace. The entire spider's swallowed up.
Bye-bye.
Belle, that was the...
Yes, that was quite a long day. But it was the best day of my life. For one day, we were all mangy strays.
We had no protection, but we weren't afraid.
We were without a mama, but we were as free as pirates.
We were all like Roger and Bob. Without them, we wouldn't have made it.
Thank you. But it's not over yet.
Inside RoboWorld, Boris leads Roger and Bob down a blue-lit corridor. A cell door opens in front of them, and Roger's previous owner, Frank, blinks in the light. He and Roger stare at each other.
Is it possible? Is it a dream? Is it really you? Roger? My Roger? No. No, it can't be.
Oh, where have you been all this time? I thought I'd never see you again.
Roger grins at him.
Roger!
Roger jumps happily.
We'll never lose each other again.
He strokes Roger.
Thank you, Boris.
Boris stands tall.
And thank you, Bob. My greatest invention.
Oh.
Bob blinks happily. The cyborg stands on a walkway in the factory.
No power on Earth can stop me. We are too perfect to be defeated.
Roger and Bob arrive.
A piece of discarded junk and a miserable stray. The scum of my city. You dare to come here? Huh?
Boris stands behind him and picks him up.
Let me down, you freak!
Oh, he will. Later. You want to say goodbye, Bob?
With pleasure.
Bob wheels forward, reaches up to the Ferris wheel logo on the cyborg's chest, and pulls it off.
Oh, interesting turn of events.
His head lolls forward.
Boris will now let you down.
Boris holds the cyborg over the railing and drops him onto the conveyor belt, where a robo worker pulls off his head.
Bon voyage and sweet dreams.
Bob throws the Ferris wheel symbol down after him, and the robo worker tosses it in the scrap metal trash can. Robots emerge on the production line, then a robo nanny in a purple dress with the cyborg's head.
Now Bob has a nanny too.
Robo City in the sunshine, with robo vehicles whizzing around. Frank and the six pets walk along a path on the outskirts of the city and reach a high wall.
I haven't been here in ages.
Frank pulls out a key and unlocks a solid gate in the wall. A glimpse of sunshine and countryside.
I built this wall to keep the city safe from the wild, but thinking about it now, it's probably the other way around.
The path leads through a valley in the hills.
Does anyone know what that is?
Our ancestors called it nature.
Far away down the path, a tailwind of dust rises up and approaches. The red panda.
Slow-mo! I thought to you.
The spider!
Not fast enough for old Slow-mo, my friend.
Just had a quick look at this side of the wall. There are things out there you wouldn't imagine.
Another happier world?
Yes, Roger. Another happier world.
The three zoo animals.
So much space outside our cages. So much fresh air. At least in theory.
And the zoo had its good sides too.
Oh, yes. A roof over one's head when it rains.
An audience full of admiration and fear.
And always enough to eat.
But the cages.
You always end up in one cage or another. But when it's your home, you don't see the bars.
Asgar pads off. The others look at each other, then follow. The Komodo dragon stops and looks back as Boris leads Belle's owner to her apartment. A banner on the building reads, Welcome Home Party. The pets are gathered inside. Bob makes cocktails with Fix-It.
My name is Bob. I'm happy to make your acquaintance.
Beza joins Chi-Chi and Tiger.
Ew. Have you not thought about getting your nose done?
I think it's big enough.
He walks off happily.
How do I look, Tiger? Why do I bother asking? You only ever give a stupid whistle.
Sound system?
Beza throws Tiger the mic.
Chorus line ready?
Always.
Playback?
Tell me what it is that you need. 'Cause I think I'm on
to something. Cause I feel the good times coming. Tell me.
Bill and Ronaldo's mama are on the terrace.
Sometimes you have to get a load off your shoulders to stay on top of things.
Walter and Sophie lie on the terrace wall.
Are you really a pig? No joke.
Sure. What did you think? A hummingbird?
I always thought you were a pug, like me.
Nobody and nothing is perfect.
Walter puts a paw on Sophie's trotter. Frank and Belle's owner toast, Brian.
Oh, the mysteries of life.
Bob dances. Roger and Belle lie in Belle's pink bedchamber. What is it
that you need? So, are you up for another adventure?
With you? Any day.
Roger smiles. Downstairs, the Komodo dragon pads into the lobby and the robo-concierge watches him.
Celebiant and... Oh, peppermint!
Slow-mo.
You're letting yourself go, Ronaldo. You could risk losing your Pet of the Year title.
So what? Besides, we are all Pet of the Year.
Bob and Forrest dance. The Afghan hounds dance in choreographed moves. Tiger sings. She winks. End credits. Written and directed by Reinhard Kluss. Producer, Hua Shen. Producers, Reinhard Kluss, Yang Zun. Executive producer, Ralph Kemp. Character and production designer, Peter O. De Koven. Editor, Alexander Dittner. Music by David Newman. Lead animation supervisor, Jürgen Richter. Head of ZG, Zhu Zirbin. Re-recording mixer, Michael Krantz. Sound designer, Chrissy Rebe. Natalie Dormer as Belle. Eddie Marsden as Frank Stone and the Cyborg. A film by Reinhard Kluss. Title, Pets United. Rolling credits. Based upon an original story by Reinhard Kluss, Oliver Hoosley. With the voices of The Pets. Roger, Patrick Roche. Belle, Natalie Dormer. Bob, Felix Auer. Ronaldo, Jeff Burrell. Walter, Harvey Friedman. Sophie, Marty Sander. Slow-mo, Brian Larkin. Chi-Chi, Naomi McDonald. Edgar, Andres Williams. Oscar, Tom Haywood. The Wild Animals, Brian, Ian Odell. Beezer, Brian Larkin. Asgar, Frank Schaff. Victor, Andres Williams. Stan, Tom Haywood. The Robots, The Cyborg, The Mayor, Eddie Marsden. Sheriff Bill, Ian Odell. The Humans, Frank Stone, Eddie Marsden. Joy, Naomi McDonald. Animation supervisors, Norbert Keane, Dorian Knapp. Compositing supervisors, Oliver Stanius, Alicia Maroque, Avid operator, Tobias Materna. Animation check lead, Du Jing. Crowds supervisor, Henguan Shang. Lighting leads, William Li, Zeng Liangdong, Zhang Chao, Zhang Chun Miao. Technical support, Yang Yong Tao. System engineer, Chen Hao. Production coordinator compositing, Ji Yong. Production assistant compositing, Ki Tian Yu, Li Dongmei, Liu Yi. China Film Animation, Beijing. Asset coordinators, Yang Lei He, Chang Yongfeng, Wang Zibin, Wang Dan, Wei Zitian. Lighting Lead, Liu Bin. IT Support, Hu Jintao, Feng Hong. Stereo Production Manager, Kara Ji, Ma Yen, Wu Tianwen, Yang Feng Zhu. Storyboard, Fish Blowing Bubbles, Munich. Managing Director, Arta Kubica. Coordination, Janine Krieg. Storyboard Supervisor, Jean P. Vermeulen. Voice Recording, ADR Directors, Frank Schaff, Matt Roberts. Post-Production, Assistant Editor, Sarah Birnbaum-Krink. Script Consultant, Stefan Malman. Translations, Julie Camprath. Music. Music Supervisor, Christopher Becker. Performed by the Berlin Orchestra by Scoring Berlin. Joss Stone featuring Patti LaBelle, Stir It Up. Ella Eyre, Good Times. World Sales, Timeless Films, London. International Marketing, The Dream Factory, Berlin. This motion picture is protected under the laws of Germany. Unauthorized duplication or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright 2019, Eurosino Entertainment, GmbH.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.